This time we were in the great room, enduring another etiquette lesson when bricks came flying through the window. Elise immediately hit the ground and started crawling for the side door, whimpering as she went. Celeste let out a high-pitched scream and bolted toward the back of the room, barely escaping a shower of glass. Chris grabbed my arm, pulling me, and I broke into a run alongside her as we made our way to the exit. "Hurry, ladies!" Sylvia cried. Within seconds, the guards had lined up at the windows and were firing, and the bursts of sound echoed in my ears as we fled. Whether they came with guns or stones, anyone showing the smallest signs of aggression within sight of the palace would be shot dead. There was no more patience left for these attacks. "I hate running in these shoes," Chris muttered, a heap of her dress draped over her arm, eyes focused on the end of the hall. "One of us is going to have to get used to it," I said, my breath labored. "If it is me, I'll wear sneakers every day. I'm already over this." "Less talking, more moving," Sylvia yelled. I had no idea how we were to get downstairs from here, or where we were even going, really. "What about Maxon?" Elise asked. Sylvia didn't answer. I hadn't even seen him in the Great Hall. I just hope he made it out okay and that he's waiting downstairs for us.